Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? After you're all dreaming, creaming, all that energy flowing around with Robert and the Divine Lily, the Maestro Robert and the Divine Lily, it is so wondrous. All your little lights are here, your lights are braving the world, yes? It is expanding all the way to Texas and Mexico, huh? And beyond. You see, that is how it shifts. The human voice smooths everything over. The human voice accommodates all those little rough spots. You know, sometimes you do drums and rattles and things like that, huh? Those drums and rattles, they pop things out and they let go of things. The human voice then comes in and smooths it all over. And as that human voice smooths the energy around you, it also smooths what is inside. That is why so many times when you feel yourself singing music takes over when words can no longer express the deepness of the emotion. Did you know that, huh? It is like you must just sing. You must bring music into your heart. And it is also the universal language. It matters not whether you're singing in Italy, in Italian, in Hebrew, in Russian, or in the language of light. The soul understands the emotion. And that is one way the world is shifting. We know the people that are listening to this in the future, we just sang from the future. And so in that energy, they will not have any idea what we're talking about. But they will feel your energy. Take a deep breath. Ah, we say to those future beings that are listening in virtual reality, huh? How did that feel, huh? You see, we sometimes hold on to those old stories. We sometimes hold on to those old energies. We sometimes know that we are light plerkers. Play plus work equals plerk. You each are light plerkers. Yes, our dear L.A. has it good now, huh? So with that energy, that is why you are responsible. We were speaking with someone earlier, and they said something about, but so much of the world is not conscious. And do you know what we said? Yes, and so much of the world is becoming more conscious. For you see, when you believe that it is us and them, that some parts of the world are just not getting it, that is indeed your purchase order to the universe. We believe that you are really choosing to purchase something different. The world is shifting. Now we know that Lee talks about the weather and the mini ice age, and do we need to go buy a generator or a big, turn our home into a big fireplace in every room? And we accommodate that with a bit of trepidation, huh? And we think that we've got to get the big logs coming out and turn everything in. That is approaching that energy with fear. And you know what approaching that energy with fear does. You're right, it brings more fear. So instead, in the U.S. we have Girl Scouts. Do you have Girl Scouts up here? Boy Scouts too? And what is their motto? Be prepared. Yes. Yes, be prepared, for you see, the planet is just transforming as you are. The planet is just shifting its frequency as you are. Now, how difficult is it to shift your frequency? Well, for some who are resisting that frequency, it may seem a little difficult because they keep pushing against it and their ego keeps getting in the way and making it all bigger and better and we must be president of the world and blah, blah, blah. And yet, if you just breathe and sing what Inoa Niala, then everything gets to smooth over. With your human voice. For you see, that voice carries the messages from the future to the future. And as it carries from the future to the future, you know that you are the ones that are moving the mouth. You are the ones that are opening the heart. You are the ones that are learning to see, to speak, to feel in new ways. To see with your ears. To feel with your eyes. And to hear with your heart. And with the language of light, you know that all is possible. All is connected to you. Yesterday we took you all into the Akash so you could see who was there with you. And today we've seen a few recognize some of the faces that they saw yesterday. You see, all of this, you have trillions and billions of cells in your body. Yes? Trillions and billions of atoms in your field. Yes? How can you not be connected? Because you are each in the field of each other. So you are all one at this point. So if all of that one comes together with one thought, then the rest of the world can entrain to that. Do you know that's one of the laws of the universe? At least we believe that it is impossible to entrain to something lower than you. You can only entrain to something higher. You know, if you play one note on the piano and one note on the guitar, whatever note is higher, will the next note be entrained unto? You understand what we say? Are we using all of our words, huh? So with that energy, you are the higher note. You are the ones that are in the future, from the future. Back here, you volunteered to shift this planet and to acknowledge that consciousness. Yes, it is a big responsibility, eh? But you're up for it. For we see you. We see your love. We see your light. We see your tears. We see some of your fear. You think, oh, can I possibly do this? Yes, you can. Because you are never given any vision that is true and within your core that you cannot achieve. You are only given the vision that is true and in your core that you can achieve. Take a deep breath and you can just say yes to that. Huh? Yes, I can. Yes, we can. We are the difference. We are paving the way. And for that, we are grateful for you and you and you and each of you. For without you, we might have missed Earth altogether. And it's such a wondrous place, isn't it? Yes. Be grateful for it as we are grateful for you. We love you deeply. We see you always. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening and do not know, in this room a few moments ago, the teachers Lily and Robert presented some music and invited those here to recognize it from the future. Now, this would not seem to be anything linear. In fact, it's extremely esoteric. It's the kind of thing that many would roll their eyes and say, this is the way of the way some of you think. There isn't the acknowledgement that anything could be remembered from the future. And yet there is mainstream physics that will describe to you how time is not linear, and how that it might exist all at once or in a circle in a way that it comes back and back. And yet in your dimensional thinking, there is only three parts of it: the past and now and the future. Of course, a moment ago it was the now and now it's the future. Do you get that? Every word I speak is like a moving tape. It is also now, and then in a moment, it's the future. Oops, now it's the future. This is the way time works. And so I want to describe something to you, and I hope you understand, for it is consistent with the feelings and the music and the singing that some of you have just participated within. A little while ago, my partner sat in a foreign land. And in that foreign land, he was in a large auditorium with over 1,000. He was sitting on stage, and I had just presented what I was going to present through him. And in response, the audience, almost all of which were their own culture and their own land, together sang a song. And they all knew the song, for they all lived in that culture. And it was a sweet song that elicited feelings and emotions, thanks, pride, and love. These are the things that my partner will remember all of his life. And it was significant to this day, right now. I want you to grasp this concept. Each of you around the planet who may be listening to this in any country or culture are familiar with those kinds of songs. They're the ones you would sing together because you all know them. You've heard them since you were a child, perhaps. And again, they're not necessarily about pride of country as much as thankfulness of culture. And you might sing them and it would warm your heart. You might even weep a little because those around you are feeling it as well. Dear ones, have I spoken to you about music in the past? Have I told you that when you take your last breath, and after the journey of 3 days, and when you find your soul yet again fully on the other side of the veil, in that form that it takes, that you will then hear the music yet again? It's a song that is sung in light by all the souls together, and it never stops. If I said it was uplifting, it would be far, far more than that. We've asked you in the past, do you remember the music? This ought to tell you the role of what you call music or vibrational sonority in the universe. And that it passes through the veil completely as a sacred modality, and you pick it up here on earth. All kinds of music elicit emotion to the soul of every human being. All humans on the earth relate to their music. It's universal. So what I'm going to tell you is something for the future. It seems as though every culture has their own song. And I'm not speaking of a song that would be an anthem. I'm speaking of a song that would warm the heart. The kinds of songs that mothers sing to their children, and that later auditoriums would sing to my partner. I'm going to tell you something today. Based upon what I have seen before in this galaxy, and based upon the history of those who live on planets everywhere and have experienced peace and graduate status and understanding and love, based on what has happened, I'll tell you, there is a remembrance of a song. And there'll come a day when every single culture on this planet, no matter who they are, or their history or their lineage, will know one song. And that's the song they will sing on New Year's Eve, all over the planet, and it'll be resounding with appreciation of humans at peace on the earth. It will warm the heart of every culture, no matter who their God is to them, for they will speak of the unity of humans and what you've gone through to get there. A song known by everyone. Imagine. Some of you might even remember it now. You're close to it, and you sang part of it today. This is the potential that I have always told you is there. A time that is so unrecognizable from what takes place today. There'll come an era where you will then be able to review these words this day, no matter how many generations it takes, for these words will always be here. They will be your history someday, and someone will point to them and say, Kreon was right, for this is the song we sing every year. Let this be so. You heard it here. It is the future and can be as close as you want it to be, depending upon what you do next, O worker of the light. And so it is.